And today I want to please myself and I will use two things. My vibrator that I am already using since a few minutes and the video that I am not watching yet. It's a video that is in my collection of favorites and I never get tired of it even if I watched it already 5 or 10 times, I don't know. I don't watch it often, but I keep it safe somewhere, and when I watch it, it has always the same effect on me. It's all I like. It's a man masturbating, and it's very simple. He has lots of videos, and the one I will watch is one where he's on his bed, he's lying on his side, and he's fucking his flashlight like if he was in a spoon position with someone. You can see his cock going in and out and teasing it. He puts the flashlight between blankets and he just has to move his hips just like he was fucking someone. just to describe it, he's already doing something to me. Well, also the vibrator makes things to me, so I will not wait too much longer before I start the video, but sometimes I like to think about when I will masturbate. Like today, I thought about it this morning. I couldn't do anything, I was at work, and I thought about this video, about this guy, this creator, and I told myself that it would be perfect for a little alone time, because I know I will come easily, and because sometimes it's fun to look for new videos, but it's also good to come back to favorites. And so I thought about it several times during the day, and now I can watch it and enjoy it. And so I will start. Okay. So its cock is already all shiny with lube, and it teases the entrance of the flashlight just a bit, and then he pushes inside. He helps with his hand, and then he just makes his hips move. Slowly at first, and then he goes faster, and he goes all the way in, all the way, and you see his balls that are touching the entrance of the toys each time, and he fucks it, but in a sensual way. Like, yes, it's fast and hard at times, but also Also, the position is in this spooning position. It has something very sensual in it, and I can perfectly imagine being the one he fucks. That's always what I do when I watch it. I focus on the cock fucking the toy. And I imagine it fucking me. Exactly like this. They say that I focus on the cock because he has a really beautiful one, but also he has nice hands, and that's not a detail for me, that's everything. The hands, it's super important for me. It can turn me on even more than the cock sometimes. I think it's elegant in this video how he holds the flashlight, I don't know. Maybe elegant is not the right word, but it's fucking it very hard now. And I hear him moan in my ears with my earbuds. And he stopped because he came inside the flashlight. And he slowly pulls out. And it's too quick. It's not too quick for me to come when I shut up, but when I talk, it makes things go slower and longer, so I'm not ready to come yet. But I know what I will do. I will watch another one of him. I think I have the perfect one somewhere. Yes. So there is another one of him. 7 minutes 40. That's perfect. So this time he's always with his flashlight, but it's on a table. And he will fuck it standing up, like Toki style. And now he's putting lots of lube on his cock, which is perfect for my eyes and for the sounds. And he's teasing the entrance of the toy, the lips, before he pushes inside. I will shut up, but I just have last thing to say. He has a curved cock. It's not totally straight. And I find it super hot because when I see a cock like this, I think about the sensation that this kind of cock could give me inside my pussy and inside my ass. And of course it's different for each cock and each form of cock, and that's all. I have nothing more interesting to say. I just want to enjoy. And imagine he's fucking me from behind like this. If I am bended on a table, I love that. I love to be fucked standing up, so it's perfect. I will come soon.